Today we celebrate Good Shepherd Sunday. It's called that because the theme of our readings focus on Christ as the Good Shepherd. We have a beautiful gospel reading where Christ says that he is the Good Shepherd and that his sheep hear his voice and they follow him. It's a very powerful reading, but the question I want to ask today is, how do we hear his voice? You know, most of us, I don't think, are having mystical visions where Christ is appearing to us on a regular basis and instructing us in the faith. If you are having those visions, see me after Mass, and I can get some homily ideas. But for most of us, it doesn't happen that way. You know, how is it that we know what's necessary for salvation? What's the proper moral teachings? How are we supposed to live our lives? Why are we created in this world? What is our purpose? You know, how do we find the answers to all these questions? Well, the reality is that Christ speaks to us primarily in the world through the church. Christ founded the church. He gave us the church as a gift to be his voice in the world. And if we look at the readings from St. Paul, he talks about how the church is the mystical body of Christ. So the church is part of Christ. It's his presence here in this world. You know, some people believe in Scripture alone as the source of truth, that you can only hear the voice of Christ through Scripture. But in the early church, there was no Bible. The Old Testament hadn't been put together. The New Testament hadn't been put together. The Bible itself comes to us through the church. It's a gift of the church. So our first reading today from the Acts of the Apostles, I think, really illuminates how the faith is brought to us and how Christ, as the Good Shepherd, speaks to his people. And the first thing about the reading is that we have the apostles. Christ appoints men to be shepherds in order to guide the flock in his name and under his authority. And so we have the apostles in the first reading today, and they handed on their authority and their teaching to the next generation, the first generation of bishops. They handed it on in an unbroken line to our shepherds today. So our bishops today and the pastors of our church, the priests, they all are the shepherds that Christ appointed in order to lead his flock. One of the reasons I pray so fervently for this parish is because you ended up with me as your pastor and your shepherd. But heaven help us all. But through prayer, we'll make it. We'll make it to the green pastures. So when we look at the first reading today, we have Peter, and this is the first homily ever preached. He gives this discourse on the day of Pentecost when he goes out and preaches the gospel for the first time, and 3,000 people convert to the faith. When we look at this, the reality is that Christ founded the church and he chose the apostles, who are not necessarily very well-educated men, but he chose them and he carefully taught the faith to them over the course of 3 years. And after his resurrection, he finished his instruction to them and sent the Holy Spirit upon them so that they could go out and preach the gospel to all corners of the world. And so the first thing about the authentic faith, when Christ speaks to us as the shepherd, he does so through the apostolic faith. He founded the church upon the apostles and left the faith in the hands of the apostles to transmit. So the way in which we know where the authentic true faith is, it's the faith handed on through the apostles. There's no other way to find the truth as to what Christ actually taught, except the apostles he entrusted that mission to and gave the Holy Spirit as a gift in order to guide that teaching. So in the Catholic Church, what we have is called apostolic succession, an unbroken line where the authority and the teachings have been passed on from the original apostles to our bishops today. So Archbishop Schnur and every other bishop in the world, their lineage goes all the way back to at least one of the original apostles. Now, if some random person wants to get up and start preaching about Christianity or found their own church, what they say might be true. Or maybe it's not true, but it's not the apostolic faith if it's not the faith passed on through the apostles, which is preserved in the Catholic Church today. So the first thing we can see in the first reading is it is the apostolic faith. It's the apostles who are entrusted with the gospel message. The second thing, if we look at what Peter preaches, he does not preach a feel-good message. He gives an argument demonstrating that Jesus Christ is God, that he is the Lord and he is the anointed one. And then he goes on to say to the Jewish people, and you crucified him. You killed the author of life. That's not feel-good preaching right there. You know, some people want to go to church and just hear a message that kind of boosts their self-esteem and they can go out happy. That's not what Peter does. He says, you killed the author of life. It says that the people were cut to the heart. So what Peter was trying to do was bring about repentance in their hearts. And he does so very successfully. Now us, we didn't directly kill Jesus Christ. We didn't have him crucified. But the reality is, it's because of our sins that he was crucified. So indirectly, yes, we are responsible for the Lord's passion every time we commit a sin. And so authentic preaching should bring about repentance and conversion of heart. Third part about his preaching. He doesn't leave people broken and repentant without any means of forgiveness for their sins. The people cry out, what do we do? They realized that they had killed the Messiah. And so what he did was he led them to the sacraments. He said, be baptized for the forgiveness of your sins. He leads them from that state to an encounter with Christ where he heals us and he restores our inner integrity and rebuilds us into the men and women that we are destined to be and that we were created to be. So authentic preaching leads us to an authentic encounter with Christ, who heals and restores our soul. The true joy of Christians is not that we hear a feel-good message and we walk out of church saying, look at me, I'm great, I'm awesome. It should bring about repentance where we turn to Christ. And our joy is that Christ is so merciful and generous, and he has restored us. And look at the graces that he has given us. That's the true joy of Christians. And the fourth thing about the authentic preaching is that it should bring about unity. It says the apostles were all there with Peter preaching as with one voice. They were all preaching the same message. And no matter where they went in the world, when they all scattered to preach the message, Thomas went to India. You had Peter and Paul eventually made their way to Rome. You had John in modern-day Turkey. You know, they all split up. No matter where they went to preach the message, it was the same set of truths and the same seven sacraments that were passed on. And so the authentic faith should bring about unity. If there is division or schism or people breaking apart over teachings, that's a sign that something has gone wrong, because that's not the way it should be. It should bring about unity. So on this Good Shepherd Sunday, I think a good question for us to think about is, where can we hear the voice of our shepherd? He speaks through the church. Are we listening to that voice? And it's a message that has been passed on through the apostolic faith. The authentic message comes through the apostolic church. Second, it's not a feel-good message. It should bring about conversion. Third, a conversion that leads us to the power of Christ in the sacraments so that we can be healed. And fourth, it should be a message that brings about unity. The truth should all unite us in the one apostolic church founded by Jesus Christ, the Catholic Church.